Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast for Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm your host, William Liu. Joining me, back-to-back wins. You got to keep the formula the same when the result is the same. Alex.
Yo, I'm back. Played 52 minutes the other night.
Yeah.
Put in another 34 tonight.
It's late, too. It's late. The Raptors had a late game, but you know what? The result, no one cares, man. 120 to 102, the Raptors winning. In game four against the Bucks, I mean, you know, throughout the playoffs, we've seen the Raptors be carried by Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has had multiple games, memorable games, whether it's his own personal dominance, his efficiency, or in the case of game three, his endurance. And tonight, finally, the rest of the Raptors picked him up, you know, and it's just... It's beautiful to watch this. This is the stuff that you see in terms of just like those sportsmanship commercials.
I knew you were going there. You're doing it. Let's go.
I feel so good. I feel so good.
Let's go all sports narrative tonight.
Let's go.
Yo, whole team picked him up.
Yep.
It wasn't even just one guy.
Strength in numbers.
Yo, all for one, one for all. Like Raptors got a rebrand after tonight.
Yeah, that's right. TFC, you got a new thing.
No, everyone stepped up. Kyle stepped up. I was told that Kyle would never even score maybe 20 points again after his 30-point performance.
Yeah.
25 points tonight and doing everything else that Kyle always does. Serge Ibaka. Nobody hypes up the Raptors crowd like Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka's personality is everything that the Raptors fans wish Kawhi was.
You know how people confused you for me and me for you? Yeah. Like people just, every time Serge makes any hustle play, it's like, oh yeah, Biombo.
Yeah, no, that's seriously, it's the yeah, same, no, that's what everyone people. Says. But Serge came through tonight, huge on the boards, made some shots, great energy. Osmo's crew.
Yo.
Norman Fred.
There's so many positives from this game.
Norman Fred. You tweeted in the first quarter, you were like, the bench is extending the lead.
Yes, and that's what was happening. And it was consistent throughout the game. And like again, well, like, well the most important thing obviously is the fact that Kawhi didn't look physically right. And we should get that out off top, right? Sure. Like, Kawhi, we've seen him dominate and impose his will on games. Tonight, he only took 13 shots, right? And that's obviously something that it was a little bit surprising to see. And it's just, you know, just beyond the numbers, it was just like physically, it didn't look like he had the same lift, didn't have the same sort of, you know, ability to get past defenders in the way that he does. And, he had a couple of shaky. It was just he would lose his dribble a couple of times. And that's when it would look real kind of shaky. But, this is the trend that we've seen throughout the regular season, right? When Kawhi is not at his best and it's on the rest of the team to step up. I mean, we forget that this team, like the Raptors went 17-5 without Kawhi this year, acquired load managing, I mean, small injuries or whatever, right? The Raptors, when they didn't have Kawhi, when their backs were against the wall, they came up, they delivered. And usually the guy that is leading that charge is Kyle, who today, as you mentioned, was great. With his team high 25 points, but like the rest of the team can function. The rest of the team takes on a greater responsibility offensively, defensively. It's a different confidence. Like players are stepping into their shots. Players are looking for their shots. Norman Powell, I looked at the box score, had took 13 three-pointers. What? Like, you know what I mean? Like that's the kind of confidence that the whole team played with. And like that shared responsibility of not just looking at Kawhi to like, oh, Kawhi's going to bail us out here. You know what I mean? And like actually thinking like we got to take this on as, you know, well-paid professional basketball players ourselves, and it's a different approach, the team approach. I love this type of basketball. I really do love it. You know,
I think it's tough for the guys too because they know how incredible Kawhi can be. In that, maybe it actually takes them realizing that he played 52 minutes the other night, and they know that he's actually hurt. Well, he was asked after the game. Kawhi was asked after the game if he was fine, and he, you know, typical Kawhi fashion, just brushed it off. Said no excuses. Like you just have to play. He didn't want to talk about like how he felt or anything like that.
Right.
I think it's like the thing we've talked about, you probably talked about all season, is that finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
There's that Kawhi offense. And then, like you said, like in those games when Kawhi has sat because of load management, you've seen a lot of games like,
yeah,
what they went into Golden State and had a beautiful game.
This is what they did to Golden State. This is what they did to the Clippers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they've done this a couple
times. In Milwaukee,
times.
Too, right? Didn't they play one? Or that was with Kawhi?
That was with Kawhi. No, Kyle, yeah.
But we've seen this. Mm-hmm. We've seen this. And, you know, after they went down 2-0, it was like, all right, man, like, this team's still trying to find their identity.
Yep.
They've been talking about the peaks and valleys so much. Like, at some point, they just have to find that identity and push through for a four-game stretch or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So we saw a little bit of that, I think, last game. I mean, Kawhi still had to bail him out. But, you know, Mark stepped up last game, right?
Yeah.
And Norm stepped up last game. And then you saw kind of the complete package tonight, right? And shout out to Mark again, man.
Shout out to Marc Gasol.
Mark came through.
No more Marc Gasol slander, all right? Don't tell me about what if they had the walking 2010. Like, no, come on. Look at Marc Gasol. Look, game two obviously was way below his norm. He admitted it as a proud player. He took responsibility, and he came back. He bounced back. Game three, I thought he was phenomenal. And today, I mean, like, I think Marc is just starting to settle himself in, like, in terms of just he's actually taking the shots that are wide open for him, and the Bucks are actually closing out on him now, and that means he's able to play make. But I also think they're getting him different touches. Like, a couple of times in the third quarter there, Marc Gasol in the high post, they got him the ball. They got, like, cuts away from the basket. Usually it was, like, Pascal or Kawhi together. One of them looks, you know, split to the top. One of them would go to the rim. Kawhi was the one who got to the rim. You know, Mark found him for two dunks. One time he dunked over Giannis on a limited on a limited, you know, like, yeah, let's say 50% Kawhi today, dunks over Giannis, gets the foul, hits the free throw, gets another play where I think he dunks over Middleton. And just, like, you vary the looks. You get Mark into the post. Mark is actually able to, you know, impose his will against a guy like Ilyasova. Like, today, for example, Mark even hit a turnaround jump shot over, I believe, either Giannis or Brook Lopez, probably the two of them combined. Like, when he can impose himself there, and then he can start playmaking, like, he can find Pascal for cutters, he can, you know, find Norman Powell and kickouts and stuff like that, that's when you get the best Marc Gasol. And I think we're starting to see the last two games here, this is what Marc Gasol should be doing on a consistent basis with the Raptors.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to what you said before the series, you said that they needed 30 points from Mark and Serge, right?
Yep.
34 tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're going to need that. Like, you know, tonight was obviously a blowout win, but especially on the road, that's the type of game that they need to play.
Yep.
And the thing that does encourage me, too, is that I felt like the half-court defense was terrific again.
Been terrific all four games.
Yeah.
Except, well, game three, is it game two, they had some leakage.
But at this point, I think we just toss out game two. Like, game two just got out of hand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it got out of hand. But that's the encouraging thing for me as they go back out on the road, because they still need to get one on the road.
And yeah, for sure.
Obviously, game five is easier than game seven. I think you would agree.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
To try to get five instead of seven. And that's what's the most optimistic thing for me, is that you win these road playoff games with your defense. Like, and the Raptors haven't had that, like, ever.
No. Like, they never had top gear. Like, well, actually, no, I would argue that they did have it when Biyombo was there 2016, but they played like trash teams. Yeah. Like, I don't know how good of a defense you needed to stop Justice Winslow.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's more of those stats where, like, you know, the Raptors are great against bad offenses, and they can't defend against elite offenses. Like, they're doing it. Like, the Bucks are a really good team, and the Raptors, I think Zach Lowe had a stat yesterday that they were holding them to, like, 0.8 points per possession, like, in the half court, which would rank the Bucks, like, dead last in the regular season.
Yeah.
So, like, this is not even just, like, holding them to average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they are taking one of the best offenses in the league and making them look like the worst offense in the league when they're in the half court.
Which is incredible. Like, and you know, one point that I've seen Bucks fans point to is, like, oh, you know, we'll eventually shoot better. And it's like, yo, it's been four straight games of shooting under 32%. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it's about what the Raptors are doing to the three-point shot with the Bucks. Like, first off, the Raptors, from start to finish, have had a pretty good game plan against Giannis. Like, Giannis got free a couple times for, like, a couple dunks early on. He was, like, yelling and pumping his chest and stuff like that. I mean, he finished with 25 points and 9 of 17 shooting. Like, you'll live with that. Like, you'll happily live with that, you know? Five assists, four turnovers. Like, you're cool. That's manageable. And if you can manage the best player and then also get out on the shooters you need to get out to, right? The Raptors, they're not closing out indiscriminately. They're running like hell to get Middleton off the line. They're running like hell to get George Hill and Malcolm Brogdon. And really, you don't have to run to them. Just stick with them and don't leave them open. They're doing a good job of that in this game. Game three, Hill and Brogdon got a couple too many open looks, but they cleaned that up tonight. And then to the rest of the bigs, it's like, okay, yeah, like Mirotić is going to shoot a three, and like Ilyasova is going to shoot a three, and Brook Lopez is going to shoot a three. But like, just, you know, like, run, like, give a late contest, you know, rush the shot, maybe force them to relocate. And if you can do that, then they're not going to shoot enough of a percentage. Like, the talent in terms of shooting, and this might sound ridiculous if the Bucks go out and hit 23s, and I apologize. You know, that's something that's possible because they're going to take so many threes. But again, like, the talent on the Bucks is they don't have, like, knockdown shooters beyond a couple of those guys. And the Raptors are doing a great job of closing out on these guys, making the shots really difficult. And, like, even today, I would say, like, I don't even know. Like, when I look at it, like, Chris Middleton shooting 4-7 from three, like, that's pretty good. You know, like, I don't really see where the Bucks, like, suddenly have this big explosion coming from. Even Giannis hit a three today. So, you know, I just think the Raptors' half-court defense has been really strong. Like, they've cleaned up the defensive glass, too. That's been really big. I think the Raptors playing a little bit bigger helps. Like, Serge and Mark together. Kawhi being more of a factor, defensive glass. You know, Pascal getting a couple. Like, it just... it looks really good.
Yeah, the one guy who's really struggled for the Bucks is Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah.
He has been really bad in this series.
Worse than Fred VanVleet so far.
Yeah.
He only played 20 minutes tonight. Bud benched him after 3 minutes in the first quarter.
I think Bud knows that, like, Brogdon and, like, George Hill is probably the better look.
Yeah.
For them. Maybe the lineup change is coming.
Maybe Brogdon, that's the lineup change.
In game five? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I just think that they probably need to get a little bit more space around Giannis to start the game.
So, like, by getting these two games at home, they've punched through the invincibility now, because coming into game three, the Bucks were, what, 10-1 in the playoffs? And before tonight...
with, like, 8 double-digit wins,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and tonight, they came in... I think they were 22-1 this season after a loss. So, that's 22-2 now. And... you know, I'm kind of on your side in that, you know, this is an even series now. Like, it's...
oh, yeah.
Like, beyond just the fact that it's 2-2. Like, these two teams are very evenly matched. You could even argue to give the Raptors an advantage at this point. I think a lot of that will depend on Kawhi's health.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the road, as much as you're going to get all of these performances from the supporting cast,
you're not getting that.
The offense is going to have to tilt back towards Kawhi just creating a lot.
Yeah.
Not just for himself and, like, just looks for others.
Well, I think the Bucks defense is going to be tougher than this. Like, I think they talked about it today. They're like, just defensively wasn't good enough. And it's like, yeah, I mean, if you lose track of, like, they made so many mental mistakes. Like, Chris Middleton, with 3 seconds left, fouled Kyle Lowry while the Raptors were in the bonus, like, 90 feet from the basket,
yeah,
trying to cut off his dribble. And that was 2 free throws. Like, they're just not going to make those types of mistakes at home. But
and some of that, I think, has to go back to the experience difference too, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, the Raptors are a veteran team.
Yeah.
Like, the Bucks, this is the first time for them on this stage.
Yeah.
Like, I think Giannis has handled himself well, except, like, the free throws is becoming a thing.
I love... hey, listen, the Raptors crowd has taken a lot of shit. Crowd's been great. Crowd was great tonight. Like, first off, everyone showed up on time. Maybe that's because it was at 8:30, so, you know, people actually drive there on the Garden or whatever. And, like... B, like, it was so loud when Giannis stepped on the line, and it was from start to finish. Every time he took a free throw, it was pandemonium in there, and that's exactly what you need to see. Like, in terms of what you can affect the game, free throws, right there as a fan. Cheer your ass off, you know what I mean? And especially against a shaky shooter like Giannis, he airballed real bad tonight.
And, like, if you're going to have any confidence in cheering for a Raptors team, like, this is the team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is the team.
This is the freaking team, man. Let's go up and down the roster and talk about good things. Because legitimately, all 8 rotation players, including Shao VV, all right? including little VV was really good today. He was big VV today. Big VV energy, all right?
Fred and his wife had a baby yesterday.
Really?
Fred Jr., yeah.
Wow.
You're going to have to read. Someone probably did an article, but I overheard this in the locker room. Fred was talking to someone about it, some of the reporters about it, and... I believe he flew somewhere and he flew back today.
Really?
And he played. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Fred Jr.
Shout out Fred.
Shout out Fred.
Shout out the Van Vliet family.
Yo, get that Osmos money, man.
Yo, that's why he's securing the bag.
Here's the Fred and Norm stat, man. In the entire Sixers series, the two of them had 35 points in the whole series.
Seven games.
35 points. Tonight, 31 points.
Amazing.
Yeah. Incredible. Need more of that, though. Like
100%.
Need Norm to be the player that he's been these past three games.
Yo, Norm taking 13 threes is killing me right now.
The confidence of Norm is like fueling me.
13 threes. Yo, that's like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson level.
But you know what? For everyone begging for certain players on this team to take more shots,
yeah,
Norm doesn't have a problem with that.
No, Norm has that Serge Ibaka mentality of like, I'm shooting this, I don't care.
I do find it funny sometimes because like, I feel like Norm plays with great energy and he's good on the defensive end. Uh-huh. But it's like, if a guy doesn't make like 4 3-pointers, you won't talk about him.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's the same thing for Fred.
Yeah,
like Fred's defense has been solid throughout the playoffs. Yeah.
So it's points just, is still a very important stat, is all I'm saying.
I mean, listen, man, at some point when you're scoring 1 point a game, like people are going to talk about it. But I mean, hey, first off, like that's great news about Fred and his family.
Yeah,
and it's I think, just as a fan, like you know, sometimes I wish like people knew what was going on behind the scenes so that like you know you have better context, right? Like if people had known that this was what Fred was, you know, like I mean.
Sure. I mean,
I don't have any kids, but I can only imagine how much stress and how much energy and time this must take out of you if you're in that situation. And so, I mean,
yeah, but even just
completely understandable.
Even
you
know? Just a regular thing, like even during the regular season, like when he was taking care of his baby, like you know, your sleep patterns get thrown off, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like you could be showing up to work, showing up to a game, just tired, and it's not your fault.
That's why Terrence has so many bad games. No, I'm kidding. no, but seriously, with Fred, I mean, like I think it was like I don't want to take it to this level necessarily, but like it felt like he had some good karma on his side today.
Yeah,
like
yo, sports narratives, man. Let's go.
When he banked in a three,
yeah.
When he stole the ball because the Bucks were about to fast break, and then Fred stole the ball, did it like a sham god crossover, froze his defender, went to the cup for a layup.
Yeah,
like man, I mean, he was hitting tonight.
He was joking about the bank shot in the
in
the locker room. He's like, yo, I'm owed like at least 20 more of those.
No, that's true. That's true. And look, listen, I think Fred in this series, right? The first thing, in order to like have minutes, you need to have a defensive matchup.
Yeah.
And in the Sixers series, it was tough because he literally could only play Redick. Everyone else was killing him. Yeah. This series, he can play Eric Bledsoe and he can play Pat Connaughton. That's enough time for him to be on the floor. And at that point, it's just on him to impact the defense. Now, granted, the way the Bucks defend, there are still opportunities for Fred to attack. And he's had a couple open shots. He's just missed them. Right? Today, he finally hit them. Like, I don't see any reason why Fred couldn't do this again. And I don't see any reason why Norm couldn't do this again.
Yeah, he was talking about, Fred was talking about in the locker room after, too, that in the Philly series, the way their defense was, it made them have to go into a lot of one-on-one situations.
Yeah, they switched a lot.
Yeah, where it was here, like, they can actually move the ball and, like, find the guys. And he was also asked, like, the thing about, because I know the thing people have been talking about is that Fred's, like, too small against a lot of guys, right?
He is.
And he basically just said, like, that's kind of a myth in that he's going to be always too short. Yeah. So, like, that can never be, like, an excuse for him.
Sure, yeah.
And so that was another thing that he said.
I mean, okay, look, okay. Fred, I hear you. I understand that mentality. But when you're getting blocked by James Ennis multiple times.
Of course.
It is what it is, you know?
But the thing I take away from that stuff is, like, I feel like he has stayed, like, confident throughout this, right?
Which
like,
must be difficult.
Yeah, of course. Like, we've seen so many guys. Yo, we saw CJ Miles go through this earlier this season, right?
And he's, like, a 15-year vet.
And you got to go and answer the questions every day.
Yep.
Saw at practice on practice yesterday, you know, people started asking Danny Green whether it was he was going to start changing like the mechanics of his shot or if it was affecting his mechanics. And Danny's just like, you know, like you think Steph thinks about changing his mechanics when he misses a couple threes. And like,
yeah,
Danny's not Steph, but Danny also shot 45% from three during the regular season. So
man had a 7-3 performance in the finals.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe
on Danny Green.
I couldn't believe when I looked up the stats yesterday that Danny's shooting 35% from three in the playoffs, which is perfectly fine, but probably obviously, you expect more from Danny.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, realistically, Danny's not going to explode. Like, Danny missed a couple more open threes today. But, we're not going to spend too much time talking about Danny. But, he was good at going to the basket a couple times, at least. You know, again, you got to vary your offense when you're struggling. And, like, him taking it to the hole against Mirotić. Again, these are things I don't think will happen on the road, necessarily. But, again, that's just, it's nice to see. Kawhi, we talked about. Look, even Kawhi being limited, by the way, still freaking good.
Oh, so like a 60% Kawhi is still maybe the best defensive player on the floor.
Yeah. Like, first off, like, he dunks over Giannis at 50%.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Left-handed dunk.
Pretty good. Yep. Multiple huge defensive efforts where he's just like, basically coming in like a torpedo under you and just taking and sweeping the ball away. Four steals tonight. And the way he's commanding attention on defense, like the Bucks are still sending two guys at him. And so if Kawhi can just keep doing that and parlaying that into passes for everyone else, like that's when the Raptors are really at their best. And again, I think, man, if you're Kawhi, like you must look at this and think there is more with the Raptors here, right? Because there is this without Kawhi entity and then there's the with Kawhi entity. And if you can just have more time next year, marry the two together, like there has to be another gear to hit, and there's more chemistry there. Kawhi, please stay. Please don't go to California.
Yo, this guy's tampering right now.
Look at the weather right now. It's tampering. Beautiful outside.
Media tampering.
Thousands of fans lined up from Bremner to Bay to whatever, York, whatever. I don't live downtown. Yeah. All right, you know what I mean? Like fans everywhere.
Shouts to Augusta.
All right. Like, there's so many fans, man. They're all waiting outside 11, which is not great as an establishment.
Yo, shout to 11, man.
Is it?
The salad's good there.
Okay.
Big all fan.
Right. All right.
Yo, sponsor the homie.
Sure. Let's do it. No, but seriously, and then look at the rest of the teammates. You know,
I know. I was thinking that
the rest of the team carried them.
It's like, man, your teammates really picked you up
yeah.
in the most crucial point of the season.
Yeah.
After you had just played the game of your life in terms of minutes, 52 mm-hmm. minutes, yep. carried yep. the team to a win. You knew you didn't have it in you tonight. And everyone, Serge, just crashing mm-hmm. the boards.
Yep.
Thunderous slam dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Norm, Fred, just playing with confidence. Yep. Mark showing off his basketball IQ.
Yep.
Kyle too, right?
Kyle, great.
Everybody has questions about Kyle, and Kyle stepped up.
I think Kyle stepped up. 12 points in the first quarter, 18 by halftime, a bunch of free throws, yeah. just like opportunistic.
And, you know, Kawhi was, you know, obviously battling his injury the whole night, and the shots were coming up short. But there was a stretch when the Bucks came back late in the third.
Yeah, he started.
Norm hit a three.
Yep.
And then Kawhi had hit a three, I think, earlier before, too. And then he stepped into a mid-range shot.
Yeah.
And that kind of killed the last run that the Bucks had.
Yeah. And this is not the first time Kawhi has had a better second-half performance than first half. We've sort of seen it throughout the season with the Raptors.
Yo, Kawhi is an incredible basketball player, man.
He's so good. Even in a game where he's limited, he was still, like, the best player on the
floor. Kawhi is an incredible player.
And he guarded Giannis again.
Yeah, he guarded Giannis again. And I think, I don't know if this has been reported, but I think Kawhi asked to guard Giannis.
Oh,
after
wow.
game two.
Drop the hints.
We
Asian
might
Woj.
Have to.
Drop the hints.
We might have to double check that. I believe.
From the man who brought you that Kawhi Leonard was appearing on How Hungry Are You a
week
earlier,
I can't take credit for this. I think it was Harrison Sanford, actually, who asked the question at practice. But we might have to confirm that, but
okay,
I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, Nick said something before the game tonight. He was asked about what makes Kawhi
mm-hmm.
such a great defender. Mm-hmm. He listed a couple things, like all the technical stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they ended it with, you know, he just wants to stop you.
Yeah.
Yo, that's
a powerful statement.
That's a real bar.
That's a bar.
That's a bar.
That's yeah. a... Man.
Shout out Kawhi, man. Yo, tonight could have been his last home game as a Raptor.
No, but seriously, think about this. Like, the opposite. Like, what if the Raptors didn't show up tonight? The Bucks dominate the Raptors. Kawhi's not at his best. Raptors are pretty much losing the series. 3-1.
I'm not doing the podcast.
You
I told
I mean?
You I wasn't
doing,
doing
the
lost.
Podcast. I'm sitting here in this bean-smelling room, like, just talking to myself for 45 minutes, as sad as that sounds.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, though. This whole Kawhi thing is, like, pushing the boundaries of recency bias, though.
Yeah.
Like, every time Kawhi wins, it's like, yo. He got to stay. What if they lose on Thursday? You're going to be like, yo, the Clippers got it better.
No,
like, that's what you're going to say.
Get the hell out of here, Clippers, all right? Oh, wow. The Warriors, when they were feuding and stuff, they lost two games randomly. Who cares? Like, in the first round. Like, get the hell out of here,
yo,
man.
Kawhi got to stay, man.
Kawhi got to stay. Come on.
Let's do this,
man. 2-2 against the Bucks. We're two wins away from the freaking finals.
Two wins away. We've been
two
here. Well,
wins
the Raptors,
away.
The Raptors have been here before, but this one's real.
This one's really real.
This one's real.
There's
really a scenario on Saturday, which I already checked, is going to be 27 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
There's really a chance Kawhi wearing a Raptors uniform at home,
jeez.
Trying to send them to the finals.
Oh, man.
Imagine.
I don't know if I can emotionally handle that, to be honest.
Got to get that Thursday game, though.
Man. Yeah, we got to get that Thursday game. But
that one, you know what? That one's going to be tough, too, man.
That one's going to be real tough.
You're still climbing out of the 2-0 hole, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if they just took game one, that would
be
hilarious.
I know. I'm trying to, like, curb that, though. Like, they've come back. I think tonight's performance was kind of the unexpected one as well. So maybe that evens out the game one.
Unexpected in a way, but I also thought coming into the game, like, the Bucks look mad tired. And all they talked about after the game was, oh, man, that was mentally draining for them to lose game 3. Because they were trying to go for the kill in game 3, and they just couldn't do it. Like, their offense was trash. The Raptors, even though they have guys fouling out, you know what I mean? Like, the Raptors got through that game, and it was like, holy shit, they still survived.
I think people just got to start framing the Raptors. Yeah. I know we've been talking about the offense and, like, missing shots. Like, we got to just start framing them as an elite defensive team.
They are. And, like, that's their thing. Head and shoulders above everybody else defensively.
That's
in the playoffs.
Thing that's going to carry them through to win the series, if they're going to win it.
And the next series.
you're wild right now.
Yo, I feel too good, man. You're wild. Kawhi was great. Pascal did his best. I think, honestly, him, he was tired too. By the way, the thing with the Bucks, like, I just think they're tired. Like, I really do. Like, they had a great rest advantage coming into the series, right? Like, they had, like, eight days off or whatever. Sure. Eight games straight at home, and, you know, they just, like, swept the Celtics, who are, you know, an embarrassment of a franchise. And they were like, cool. Like, you know what? Games 1 and 2, like, game 1, the Raptors came out strong, ran out of gas second half, only Kyle could score, and, like, they lose. All right, game 2, they just didn't show up with any energy, they lose. Yep. Raptors finally fight to the, like, tooth and nail, win game 3, and all of a sudden the Bucks are now kind of tired. You look at today, like, the only kind of real explanation for why the Bucks defense was that bad was really just that they were kind of really tired. And I'm not putting that against, like, the Raptors offense. Like, the Raptors obviously executed, hit open shots, but, like, the Bucks made a lot of mistakes. And I think going forward, like, without this advantage in terms of just, like, rest and stuff, I think the Raptors, they're going to be more competitive than I thought. Like, first off, I was completely wrong after game 2. Like, that was a super depressing podcast. I said it was a LeBronto-esque performance. No, this is very different.
That would be the first time you've ever overreacted, I believe, to a Raptors loss.
It's actually called the Overreaction Podcast. Raptors Overreaction Podcast. So, I was completely wrong. And I the series looked differently. And the way I'm looking at it now is, if you look at the Bucks bench, right, how many of these guys are you relying on consistently? Like, George Hill, Ilyasova, Brogdon, Connaughton. Connaughton hasn't done shit in the series. He really hasn't, right?
Well, I guess the thing, too, is
so they have 3 bench guys. The Raptors have 3 bench guys.
Sure. But they can up Giannis's minutes, though.
We can up Kawhi's minutes. He just played 52.
Kawhi's limping. I'm not trying to be negative.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to look at the Bucks side,
yeah,
Brogdon probably will get more minutes. He played 27 tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of deceiving because it was a blowout all towards the end. But
I mean, he also shot 2 of 11.
And, like, at some point, I think it's still probably true in this series. Mm. Like, Giannis has been averaging less minutes than the regular season in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Then that was against, like you said, like, 2 not very good teams.
I mean, listen, man. When you play Dwayne Casey in the playoffs, you got a lot of rest.
Yo, Dwayne Casey is Dwayne
right
Slander is like the free bingo thing in the middle, man.
It's so easy. Like, you know that gif of that white woman, like, tearing down the curtains? That's Dwayne Casey after every game. Yo, the Raptors win.
Shouts to Dwayne, man.
Nick Nurse getting credit because he has Kawhi Leonard.
Yo, if the Raptors win a title, you know Dwayne going to come out and be like, yo, he never beat me this year, though. 3-0. 3-0, baby.
Or do you think Dwayne Casey gets a ring and he flexes that ring?
Yo, Dwayne should get a ring, man. Give every Raptor.
I will pay such good money to see Nick Nurse show up at Dwayne Casey's house in, like, Auburn Hills or whatever and present to him with a ring. Yo, oh, my God.
And a gold-plated NN hat.
Yeah.
1 of 4 in the world. Holy.
Oh, man. Dwayne, buddy.
Yo, we got to enjoy this, man.
You got to enjoy this. The bench was great. Serge.
Yep.
17 points in 24 minutes, 7 of 12 shooting from the field. Didn't hit any threes. We got to the free throw line. The one thing I like about Serge tonight is energy. I mean, like,
monster.
13 rebounds.
Monster on the boards, man.
Oh, my God.
Monster.
Yo, I knew it was going to be a good night when the first, like, real defensive possession of the game for him, there was a loose ball. Him and Mark were both under the basket. Mark called for it, and Serge was like, nah. This is my rebound.
Yeah.
Knocked into Mark. And Mark was kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But, like, that kind of energy and that kind of assertiveness, he just carried out throughout the night. That one possession where he got 2 offensive rebounds.
So important.
And dunked it and screamed.
So important.
Oh, man.
Need that.
All those mid-range jumpers.
I mean, Norman Fred, we already touched on.
We can touch on them again.
So here's the thing, man. Like, the Raptors have a championship caliber starting lineup.
Yep.
When the guys are playing well.
Yep.
You just need guys to support them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine, think about tonight, man. They had, like, 3 bench guys out there.
Yep.
Like, all this time, and, like, nobody needed to talk about it.
Nope.
Because the guys were producing
positive things. Yeah.
When Fred came back in, when Norm came back in, it was great.
Yeah.
And we even cheered when Jody Meeks came back in because the game was a wrap.
Listen, man.
We didn't have to deal with the Jody Meeks minute at the end of the third quarter.
The Jody Meeks minute is the worst experience in basketball. Like, it's so hard.
Yo, Jeremy Lin played tonight and Fred played well. Like, can all the fans just get along for one night?
I was going to say, listen, I know Chinese fans are not happy with Nick Nurse and Fred VanVleet. But, like, Fred did a great thing today by extending the Raptors' lead so that Jeremy could actually see garbage time, which is the only time Jeremy should really see the floor.
Well, my theory is that the Raps played this complete game because they wanted to get Jeremy on the floor.
You're right.
They knew this was the only way to do it.
They rallied because they knew
around Jeremy.
Fans came all the way from Hong Kong. Yeah. And you've been on that flight many times. It's like, what, 16 hours?
Yeah.
Shout out 16 hours.
You gotta fly an economy, but then pay a little extra for like that first row, so you have the extra leg room.
Yeah, it's key. It's worth it. 16 hours is a long flight.
Yeah. Oh, the experience flyers, like the Hong Kong aunties, like they know what's up, man.
Yeah.
Like they've got like the leg, like they've got this thing to prop up their leg, and like they've got meals planned for themselves. Like,
yo, the best part about going on a plane to China is that instead of like a trash like usual plane meal, you'll get like instant noodles.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why don't you always serve instant noodles? I think it's probably the same price as if you serve me like some sort of nasty ass like bread with
butter. I was sitting next to this really kind lady last year when I flew back to Hong Kong. Like, she was pulling out the clementines every four hours.
The clementines?
Peeling them for me? Wow. It was great.
And you got to like sneak it through customs. Yeah. You're like, oh no, I didn't bring any livestock or whatever.
Pure experience, man. Pure experience. Respect it.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Jeremy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Listen, man. Like, I think that'll be the end of that talk. Like,
yeah, listen.
Fred made some shots.
And look, you know what, though? What I like from this game is that I think there's a blueprint to work off in this series, right? Fred, I think Fred has actually already played his role. It's just he's been missing a bunch of shots.
Sure.
And it looks awful, right? But I think today some shots dropped for him. That's great. Norm, take those freaking shots. Like, I don't want to see 13 3-point attempts every game or 18, like, leading the team
in
shots.
No, but keep playing how you're playing. That's it.
Yeah.
Keep playing, man. Don't change anything.
I didn't think he took that many bad shots. And, like, if you're within the flow of the offense and you're actually taking shots, that helps. Because I think one of the issues Raptors running into is that, like, they're passing up so many open shots before that, like, they're creating on short clock. They're throwing up some garbage. They're turning it over. And the team is going the other way. At least if you're taking the shots that the offense produces, you have a better chance of recovering in transition and stuff. Because people will understand what's going to go on, right? So.
And that's the mentality you want from your bench guys, man.
Yeah.
Like, think about the best bench scorers.
Yeah.
Like, they come in and they just look to cook.
Yeah.
Like, obviously it's tough when you're, like, not shooting that well, but they got to keep this going. And we were talking about, I think, last podcast, like, every game they're going to need, like, two unlikely guys to step up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone did tonight.
It's beautiful.
Everyone.
I mean, especially Serge, man. Shout out Serge. He was hungry tonight. As he told you.
Deer hunter. He was deer hunting tonight.
As he told you. I'm hungry, bro.
That's the thing. I think on the road they probably need, like, three guys, right?
Yeah.
Kawhi, Kyle.
They need like a magically recovered Kawhi.
Yeah.
First and foremost, look, listen, if Kawhi is not 100%,
it's going to be tough to get one on the road without 100% Kawhi.
Exactly.
Because like you said, like the role players aren't replicating this.
But like, you know what you can replicate on the road? Serge Ibaka being like energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And imposing himself on the game.
Man.
And, like, it's not just up to, like, other players to get him some open jumpers and stuff. It's also up to him just, like, you're 6'10". You can create your own offense. Get an offensive rebound. Put the ball back
just
in.
Bring it.
Block a shot. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, get involved. And, like, you got to – if you're coming off the bench, it's a different approach from the starters. You can't just feel your way into the game. You got to come in and be energetic from start to finish. And that's something that, you know, Serge is able to do. It's just he's in a new role, and I think – again, this is the blueprint. This is what he should do every game.
They can even look back to game one. I mean, obviously the result wasn't what they wanted.
No.
But I thought they played a really good road game for a huge part of that game.
Yeah.
And think about, and like you said too, look at game two, right? The game got away from them right away. Like you're saying, like the starters got to come out strong on Thursday.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, obviously you know the Bucks are going to have a response. Like, Bucks aren't just going to go laying down now that they lost two games.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Game three was the hardest game, and then game four was the hardest game, and now game five is the hardest game, man.
Yeah.
Like.
There you go.
But they got a shot, man.
They really got a shot. They made a whole series now. They made a whole series.
It's a legit shot.
They made it a whole series. And look, man, the Raptors weren't that far off from the Bucks in terms of home court advantage, all right? And it's really annoying that they didn't get it, but, you know.
Oh, that's going to be the local CP24 storyline if it goes to a game seven.
Oh, man.
It's like, should you have load management Kawhi during the season instead of going for 60 wins?
I can't believe people are still questioning load management. And when you see like Michael Jordan in a Raptors uniform throughout the entire playoffs, do what he's doing. You're still talking about load management as a bad thing. I don't know what to do. I can't help you. I can't help people that can't see sense. Three stars. Who you got for first star? There's a lot of options here.
There's a lot, man. You know what? Oh, man, this is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick the first star.
I want to go with Kyle. I think he set the tone early. Like, him looking to score really helped. I think all three of the threes he made were pretty big in terms of just, like, within the moment. I thought towards the end of the second quarter there, it was really smart when the Raptors were in the bonus for Kyle to attack the paint so aggressively. He got a foul on Giannis driving that way, got a foul on Brook Lopez driving that way, and then got that – I mean, I don't know what Chris Middleton was doing, but, like, he randomly fouled Kyle there. And just gave the Raptors some breathing room heading into, you know, halftime. Like, what did you want? You were praying for, like, 15 points at halftime in terms of advantage. Raptors got up by 12 points. And a lot of that was Kyle Lowry producing that, stretching the lead. And I just think that Kyle plays with a different mentality. I think he just knows, like, okay, Kawhi doesn't have it tonight. It's my show. It's my responsibility. Let's play my game, the rest of the team. I mean, like,
yeah,
this is what Kyle Lowry
I don't think Kyle needed a good series to shake any reputation.
No, come on.
But he's had a great series.
Yeah, he's had. Look, 25 points tonight, 6 of 11 from the field, 3 of 7 from deep, 10 of 10 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, took a charge on Giannis, only one turnover. In 34 minutes, that's a great game from Kyle.
We've come a long way from 0 points versus DJ Augustine. That's all I'm saying.
I can't believe he had 0 points, man.
Yeah, that feels like 6 months ago.
And we were people, yeah. That, I mean,
second star. You know, I'm gonna give it to Mark.
Sure.
I just think Mark. You know, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and, like, you know, watching Mark tonight, he just makes every right basketball play.
He's so good.
He makes passes that other players would just not make.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a different dimension on the Raptors' offense. Like, they never had a guy who can create out of the high post, a guy who can create out of the low post, a guy who can step it out to the three-point arc and stretch the floor and then defend the paint while also closing onto the perimeter.
He stripped Giannis a couple times.
And he did that in game three as well. When you look over the tape, Giannis 8 turnovers, at least 4 of those were Mark.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I'm really impressed by Mark, too, every time he got a rebound, he was looking up to push the ball.
Yeah, every time. And he could bring the ball up half court.
And he could bring the ball. Yo, Mark's a great player, man.
He's a great player.
Great basketball player. Like, I turned into Magic Johnson in the first half on Twitter. I was like, yo, I just really love watching Marcus Ole play.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is a really beautiful game.
So that's my second star.
Yeah, there you go. And then third star.
Just give it to Fred and Norm together if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Like, third star goes to Osmos, actually. This whole podcast is brought to you by Osmos. Make sure you get your chicken and...
Yo, support the homies, man.
Yeah, man. Make sure you get chicken on the rocks or whatever. All right. With the hot sauce. Honestly, the only Osmos that's good is the one in Mississauga, the original location.
I tried the one by Kensington on Saturday.
It's not great. It's just average.
But that's my first time ever having Osmos, though.
That's the one that's on College?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's, like, multiple Osmos locations nearby. There's a lot now. There's, like, 2 on Queen. There's, like, one by Optical 38. Shout out Optical 38. Yeah. Great glasses.
Support the homies, man.
And then there's also another one that's on Queen and... I think John, like, around, like, Scotiabank.
I've seen at least 2 Osmos just, like, walking around downtown.
Yeah.
There's a lot now.
The thing is, the other locations aren't good. Like, the only original one is really good. So that one,
to go to Saga.
It's nice.
Damn.
But shout out to Osmo boys, man. I mean, Powell, 18 points, 6 of 18 shooting. I can't believe he took 18 shots.
Yeah.
And 13 threes. But, okay, whatever. 18 points for him. And then Fred VanVleet, congrats, the new papa. 13 points tonight, 5 of 6 shooting. I mean, you know, the best part about this is they literally were playing so well, Kawhi didn't have to come into the fourth quarter until, like, the 6-minute mark, maybe, and he only played, like, 2 minutes and came out. You know what I mean? And this is a stretch where the Raptors bench were in against Giannis, against Brogdon, against Middleton, you know, all the Bucks' main guys, and the Raptors bench was just like, yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
And they extended the lead. They gave Kawhi a bit of, you know, load management. Like,
confidence matters, man.
It's huge. It's huge in this game.
Carry that through to the next game.
And we've already seen Powell have a good game on the road. His first good game was game 2.
And I'm not, honestly, like, I know Mark had that tough game 2, and I know a lot of guys struggled towards the end of game 1, but I'm not worried about this team on the road, the starters.
They should be able to have a better game.
That's a veteran team, man.
Yeah. I think if they do win game 5, it'll be a tough one, like the way game 1 played out.
The Raptors
got to get out to a good start, make the Bucks expend their energy throughout the game trying to make a comeback, and then in the fourth quarter have someone other than Kyle Lowry score the ball.
Yep.
Like, maybe multiple players other than Kyle Lowry score the ball, and, you know,
I want is just an honest effort. Like, let's not get a game 3 against the Sixers.
Yeah.
Game 6
Game 6
against the Sixers is a better example for me.
Of time
it's
that
like
was.
let's just fight, man.
Yeah.
Fight. See what happens.
Yeah. We're see two what wins away.
We gotta from give the Serge. NBA we gotta finals. Give, we gotta give Serge a shout out though. Otherwise, oh, we, oh. Otherwise, I'm not gonna be able to work on how hungry are you next season.
That's true. Or that's true.
Next preseason when we all travel to Japan for the preseason.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. No, we gotta finesse that.
No, we have to finesse that. Shout out Dan Tillman.
100%, Dan. Please.
Yo,
we gotta go.
Dan, let's just work go it to
Japan.
Out.
You don't understand how many opportunities we can do. Yeah. In Japan,
you know
in
terms what I'm
saying? Of marketing and
just give me content. Keyshawn's camera.
Yeah, yeah
actually, Keyshawn
sure.
gotta come.
No, yeah, we gotta bring Keyshawn.
Yo, Keyshawn gotta get a mural in every on every continent.
Listen,
that should be his goal next.
Keyshawn
season.
Has had some great photos, and you know what? The Raptors having that photo of Stephen A. Smith, that perfectly framed yeah. picture. Of
go
Stephen
on Yahoo,
A. Smith
go on Yahoo Sports Canada and find the photo. Buddy. Stephen A. Smith before the game. You know, we were waiting for the coach's press conference to start. Giannis was warming up.
Giannis warming up,
Middleton warming up, all the media just watching their steps, not trying to get in anyone's way, and Stephen A. Smith just standing there in his tan suit.
By himself,
on the logo. On the logo, just taking calls. This guy interviewed Magic Johnson yesterday, flew in, found his passport, passed customs, I think complained about not having Nexus, and came in and was probably taking calls from like James Dolan.
Yo, Stephen
about
A. Smith.
KD rumors. Like, what a legend.
Stephen A., buddy. You gotta go get Nexus.
Stephen A is a legend.
Get that global entry, baby.
Also,
you're coming back multiple times.
Kawhi had a nice bar after the game. He was talking about whether guys were just more confident tonight. And he said, people are confident in their shots. It just doesn't go in sometimes. It's a life lesson, man.
That's incredible, man.
Yo, Kawhi drops a lot of like crazy quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
That gets overlooked because like all people want is like a laugh.
Yeah, I know.
But Kawhi's a smart dude.
Shout out 82 practices. That's
yeah, 82 practices.
That's the mentality of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, most of your work is going to be 82 practices, but on certain days, you got to really
yeah, yeah,
show
yeah.
up.
All right? No, like once a year, you'll have a big project that you
yeah,
need
yeah.
to come through.
You
on.
Nail that, you're done. Don't yeah. worry. The rest of that's 82 practices.
Skip all your work meetings, man. Those are
load
just practices.
Manage that shit.
Those are right? practices, man. Let's go.
Yeah. What's Patrick Patterson or Joel Henderson Award first? There honestly
was there anyone?
I would honestly give it to Chris Middleton. He was playing out of his mind. And yeah. the way he was not just scoring but creating for others, I think the Raptors kind of overreacted, double-teamed him a couple times in the post. Yeah. Chris Middleton gave the Raptors a bunch of trouble. Now, granted, he was a minus 17. Yep. So, you know, it wasn't like in those minutes it was killing the Raptors.
He did keep them afloat in the third quarter a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. The Bucks only losing that quarter 29-26 was mostly Chris Middleton. So, shout out Chris Middleton. But, yo, the Raptors won all four quarters. And the Raptors have been leading in this series for like 75% of the minutes.
Yeah, that's almost like the Blazers.
Okay, yeah, relax. Yo, the Blazers really lost to Alphonso McKinney, like getting putbacks, and like Kevon Looney getting and like Draymond hitting a three. Like, yo, what a way to lose. Draymond with his backpack shooting, hitting a three in the final minute, so yeah. you have no chance. Meanwhile, Damian Lillard takes down Russell Westbrook and then becomes Russell Westbrook.
Like, Warriors really
it's unfortunate.
Warriors
man.
Could take a 5-day vacation to Cancun and still have 4 days to prepare for the finals.
Yeah,
which is kind of incredible.
Take a vacation here in Toronto. Maybe they go see Niagara Falls. You know.
Yeah, no, they should do.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe camping in Algonquin or something. You know,
yeah.
KD gets like
no Game of Thrones, no Game of Thrones spoilers. But Fred was talking about it with Danny after the game in the locker room.
Mm.
So Fred,
yo, I love
Norm,
this locker
Norm,
room access, man. This
Norm,
Asian Woj segment is great.
Norm was talking to Danny. It wasn't Fred. It was Norm and Danny. And Norm basically said it was trash. He was like, "It's trash, bro."
Mm.
So you know, I waited for Danny to finish showering. Went over, talked to him. We actually had like a 5-minute breakdown of the whole episode.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't spoil anything, but. Actually, can I spoil it?
Just go ahead. We've already said there's spoilers.
Yeah, so,
if you haven't seen already,
okay, spoilers.
Skip it.
Turn it off. Honestly, right now, there's no more Raptors talk after this. Well,
no,
maybe like one more
skip
award.
Ahead two minutes.
Skip ahead 2 minutes, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Here comes the spoilers.
Yeah.
So, you know, Brand becomes king at the end, and, you know, I asked Danny about that, and he was like, you know what? It was really strange because he didn't do shit the entire series. Yeah. So that was his big complaint, and we had plenty of others too. So, you know, the takeaway here is that Norm and Danny, neither of them enjoyed the Game of Thrones finale. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to make the submission now on the podcast. Oh, so
you watch one episode, right?
Yo, listen, I was one of those people that was like, I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones. I came in too late. I don't want to go back and watch all of it.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think
the Battle of Winterfell. You
yeah,
watched
yeah.
the Battle of Winterfell.
People talked about it so much, and the timeline was so much about it. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on in my timeline. I need to take, and I have like a Crave subscription anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go watch this. And I watched that one episode, and I came away, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, this, I'm good.
It's like
and
an anime filler episode.
Dude, it was like Lord of the Rings, Helm's Deep, but over like an hour and a half. And it wasn't even as good as Helm's Deep.
You came in at the worst time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm out. So like, even you telling me the spoilers right now, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. I know you don't care.
Imagine
but
a guy named Bran.
Yeah, they call him Bran the Broken.
I'm waiting for that's rude.
Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for LeBron to request a trade so I can call him Bron the Broken.
Wow.
It's in the drafts.
It's in the all right.
It's definitely in the drafts.
Pat Patterson Award.
Pascal?
No, come on. No. We're gonna be nice to the Raptors.
Eric Bledsoe?
Eric Bledsoe, that's a good one. Listen, Eric Bledsoe has been the Patrick Patterson for the Bucks all series. Now maybe this
are you worried that I know you tweeted earlier, it's like it's dumb to be like, oh, he's due. Or like when people are making shots at like, oh, he's bound to miss a couple. Like you seeing anything that they're doing in this series, or is it just kind of self inflicted by him?
I don't think he makes good decisions as a basketball player, which is unfortunate when you're a point guard.
Yeah.
He's still really good defensively. Mm-hmm. He makes an impact.
Yeah.
But he doesn't make a game-changing impact in a way that, like, Kyle Lowry will poke the ball free and then, like, get, like, multiple charges and stuff like that and, like, completely swing the momentum of the game. Yeah. Like, he's just consistently good, guards you throughout the game.
Yeah.
But I think offensively, like, if he hits a couple threes, like, whatever, but, like, he's not a good shooter. I think he's clearly lost confidence in his shot a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, the decisions he makes, I mean, like, when he drives in for a layup, the paint is congested, man. Like, there's nothing for you to go in there for. So, for him, he needs to just make better passes and just, like, initiate the offense rather than him looking for his own offense.
Yeah, maybe the bigger scare is that Bud's going to go to Brogdon and George Hill more.
Maybe. I mean, they've already done it. I mean, they benched Bledsoe after 3 minutes. You know, Bledsoe can't be happy, so. That's your Patrick Patterson one. By the way, I thought Herbie could have got the repeat, by the way.
What did he do tonight?
No, look, we don't want to shit on Herbie too much, all right?
No.
Herbie had a better game.
Herbie walked in during the pregame press conference for Nick Nurse, and I was 50% sure he was looking for us.
Okay.
Based on our slander.
Mm. Got to wear a different outfit next time. Yeah. Just change.
Will's wearing a bright yellow jacket, by the way.
Yeah, that's a little
just
too
so people don't get us confused.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the yellow one. No, but seriously, though, Herbie, I mean, when he announced the coaches, he said...
Can you even replicate the Mike Budenholzer that he did?
And Bucks head coach, Mike Budenholzer. And I'm like, that's not his name. That's just not his name.
Listen.
You can't add...
Listen, you enjoy...
Something good, everything.
Listen, you enjoy...
Can't do it.
You enjoy writing 10 things for Raptors games. He enjoys pronouncing other people's names. Like, let people have their own thing.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm going to defend him. Because when the beef comes...
Oh, man. Yeah, we're losing that beef, 100%. Herbie got way more clout than us, man.
No, Herbie got crazy clout, man.
Yeah.
Since the inaugural season clout. He's got Skydome clout,
that's
man.
That's true. No, look, I love the job Herbie does.
Yeah.
It's just the name thing is funny. That's it. It's just real funny.
Had a lot of random people at the game tonight, too. Like Timbaland.
Timbaland was there?
Yeah.
He called them Timbaland? No, no, he didn't. But it's completely believable.
Actually, that was the only random person that I can remember. Timbaland was just a random.
Terrell Owens was there?
Yeah, Terrell Owens. I think he's in town for some kind of conference.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respects. You know, shouts to Drake, too.
Drake was there. I mean, Drake is really into the game.
You know what? Last game, I was like, he's got to chill.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, just going to change that and be like, he should be in Milwaukee on Thursday bothering Giannis again.
Sure, why not?
He's really getting into it with some of the Bucks bench guys, though.
Good. I mean, who's even on the Bucks bench to talk shit?
Yeah.
Are you telling me?
Maybe Sterling Brown? I don't know.
Sterling Brown's talking that shit. Yeah. DJ Wilson's talking that shit.
I would love a Drake and Pat Connaughton beef. Yeah.
Sure. Let's do it.
I think that'd be nice.
Let's do it. All right. Well,
that's it.
We'll await the Pat Connaughton diss track, you know, the back-to-back. But in the meantime, the Raptors with back-to-back victories, 2-2 series. I mean, Game 5 is going to be incredible.
Yo, cherish this win tomorrow. Honestly, like,
yeah,
I feel like Raptors
fans
have had to carry a lot of tough losses on off days.
Yeah.
Cherish this one, man.
Definitely, man.
It's a beautiful win.
It's a beautiful win. The team effort showed up. Hopefully, Kawhi, he can recover a little bit because we're going to need Kawhi at his best to, you know, advance past this series. But they made it a good series now. It's 2-2. It's anybody's game. Raptors have all the momentum. And again, this is such an impressive performance for the Raptors. So, Alex, thank you for doing the podcast. And for listeners, I'll be back after Game 5 to recap what is hopefully a Raptors win. You know what? I said Bucks in 6 to start the series. Fuck that. Raps in 6. Four straight. I'll flip anything.
I said Raps in 7 and definitely moved off that after the first two games.
Raps in 6.
And you judged me. So now I'm going to go back on Raps in 7. Let's go.
Raps in 7, huh? Okay, Raps in 6. I don't want to see them win a Game 7 on the road. That's too tough, man. But
you honestly, I love being around you during games. I don't know if I want to be around you for that. a game seven
to go
to the finals.
It's too much stress. That's too much stress.
That's a lot.
That's why Raps in six, baby. Raps in six.
But that's why we watch sports, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I change up. I change up every time.
There's
I don't
three
care.
NBA teams left in this season, and the Raptors are one of them.
The Raptors are two games away from the NBA Finals, and they have this crew. Look at this team the Raptors have. Kawhi Leonard is literally a Raptor.
The Raps really feel to me like a really tough team to, like, put out.
Yeah.
They're a tough out, man.
Yeah. Good luck putting away Kawhi Leonard. Anyway. Thanks everyone for listening. And oh, if you haven't already, go back and listen to the podcast I did before game four with Harrison Sanford. It was a little long actually, but no, it was a great, if I could gas my own self up, like, it was a great conversation. Harrison is, I think he's actually really different as like in a host role versus like as a like a like a just like an analyst role. You
yeah
know what I mean, like you
we've had
lot.
Harrison on the post game shows, yeah. And you know, he's great.
He knows his ball. He knows.
And
he has a great mind for it.
And I love him bringing a slightly different perspective, too. Like, just because I know a lot of us sometimes we talk about Raptors with a lot of baggage and history.
I mean, he was the one telling him to be confident.
Yeah.
At halftime, he was coming up to me and he was like, what did I tell you? And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This team is
really I would
good.
Love for Harrison to just, you know, be right about everything.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's do it.
Also, you're going to find out Harrison has a random beef, the most random beef in the world, with a member of. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
a teaser.
That's
you
a teaser.
Listen to the end of that podcast. He has a very, very random beef.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
With a former number 15. Of the Raptors. That's all I'll tease. So, and it's not Eric Moreland this time. So, anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back after game five.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.